This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A lot of the images of the first people in the U.S. getting the COVID vaccine this week were frontline healthcare workers, but this first category of people who have access to the shot is also supposed to include residents and workers in long-term care facilities, nursing homes. But for long-term care facilities, it'll be several more days until the first round of vaccines arrive. There's a reason for that. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
At most long-term care facilities, vaccines will be given to residents and caregivers by staff from big pharmacy chains. That system's taking a couple extra weeks to get up and running, says Claire Hannon at the Association of Immunization Managers.
We don't want to have CVS and Walgreens going into long-term care facilities and some of the residents aren't ready, they haven't completed the consent form, there isn't a space set up for them.
Hannon says it makes sense to deliver vaccines this way. Pharmacies already have similar arrangements to supply drugs and flu shots to these facilities. Getting millions of long-term care residents and workers vaccinated with two successive doses will be challenging, says Joe Gogler at the University of Minnesota.
Inherently complex health conditions that older persons living in nursing homes are experiencing makes targeting that delivery fairly complicated.
He says the longer-term challenge will be to get family and friends vaccinated so elderly residents can have visitors again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.